Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, the congested Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. This is our first show of 2011. I hope your new year is starting off well, and if I can keep from coughing long enough, on this evening show we'll celebrate the birthdays of Sam Coslow and Georgia, meet some friends, fall down, and go mad. Last week, in connection with the Troubadour set, I mentioned that John Klenner composed Just Friends. Well, here it is to start off a set of rapidly rotating records about friends.
Not like before. To think of what we've been and not to kiss again seems like pretending. It isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart. Two friends but one broken heart. We loved, we laughed, we cried, and suddenly love died. The story ends, and we're just friends. Thank you.
muddy water low, sleep in a hollow low. I'd rather drink muddy water low, sleep in a hollow low. And to be away up here in New York, treated like a dirty dog. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do, wa-wa-wa-da-wa.
Now because we're friends again, we've buried the past, good friends again. I know it'll last, my poor heart was broken, she fixed it with a smile. We're friends again and life's again worthwhile. Thank you.
We did a tribute a few weeks ago to Chester Gaylord, and there he was again with Jacques Renard and his orchestra, and We're Friends Again, recorded by Brunswick in November of 1930. We're Friends Again was written by Fred Allard and Roy Turk. Before that, it was the Whoopee Makers, with Jack Teagarden providing the vocal on Makin' Friends from April 4, 1929. Makin' Friends was written by Teagarden and Jimmy McPartland, cornetist in the band. We began that Friends set with Ben Selvin and his orchestra and an unidentified vocalist on Just Friends. John Klenner wrote the tune and Sam Lewis the lyrics. That Columbia recording is from February 11, 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Exactly 221 years ago this very day, on January 2, 1788, Georgia was admitted to the Union. The last of the original 13 colonies, it was founded in 1733 by a group led by James Oglethorpe and was named for King George II. It is the largest state east of the Mississippi, and the capital of Georgia is Atlanta. I've had the pleasure of visiting Georgia when I took some classes at Emory University. So to commemorate its statehood, here are some rapidly rotating records about Georgia, beginning with Bernie Cummins and his orchestra. Thank you.
my mother's Georgia lullaby. Under that southern sky, down the long trail of years, it rings in my ears as I dream of those days gone by. No music on earth like the voice I loved best, those sweet tender tones that lulled me to rest. For the angels would listen from up on high to that Georgia lullaby.
Credited on the label of that Domino 78 made on September 18, 1928 as the Rialto Dance Orchestra, that was Adrian Schubert's Dance Orchestra and Georgia Lullaby, written by Charles Cordray and Halsey K. Moore, M-O-H-R. Halsey K. Moore is also the composer of such classics as Paul Revere, Won't You Ride For Us Again, Liberty Bell, It's Time to Ring Again, Young Robbie Roland Had a Nice Rolling Chair, and I've Got a White Man Running My Automobile.
What?
Anyway, the vocalist on Georgia Lullaby was Scrappy Lambert. It was preceded by Charles Fulker and his orchestra and the Georgia Stomp, which was actually recorded in Atlanta, Georgia on January 28, 1925 by an OK Field unit. Charles Fulker also wrote the Georgia Stomp and played clarinet on that recording. Before that, we heard Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers with Georgia Swing, written by Morton and Santo Pecora. That recording is from June 11, 1928. We started off our tribute to Georgia with That's Georgia, Bernie Cummins and his orchestra from a Jeanette 78 wax September 29, 1924. That's Georgia was written by George Little, Larry Shea, and Haven Gillespie. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Last week I closed the show with a portion of Auld Lang Syne, but I didn't announce it. More than one of you wanted to know who it was by, and so tonight that record will start off a segment on Madness. Thank you.
but I call it love. You made a promise to be faithful by all the stars above, and you call it madness. Ah, but I call it love. My heart is beating, it keeps repeating, for you constantly. You're all I'm needing, and so I'm pleading, please come back to me. You made a plaything out of romance. What do you know of love? And you call it madness. Ah, but I call it love.
Avenue, where I got that Harlem madness. pig-in gowns. Come and get me, Satan, you got me now. Harlem town, I'm coming to you. Paid bond, hallelujah. I lay the blame on you when I get that Harlem man there.
Hot stuff. Harry Roy and his Mayfair Hotel Orchestra and Piano Madness, a Harry Roy composition from January 15, 1936. We haven't heard from Carlton Kuhn and Joe Sanders in a while, but there was the Kuhn-Sanders Orchestra with Joe taking the vocal on Harlem Madness from November 18, 1929. Harlem Madness was written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager for the 1930 MGM picture They Learned About Women, a musical about baseball starring Gus Van and Joe Schenck. We started off that set of musical madness with hit of the week record M2, fulfilling their advertising promise of almost twice the time of the ordinary record. That was Freddie Rich's radio orchestra featuring Helen Rowland, and You Call It Madness, followed by Auld Lang Syne, which we played last week to end 2010. You Call It Madness was written by Gladys Dubois, Con Conrad, Russ Colombo, and Paul Gregory, and you could buy that record at your local newsstand on Thursday, December 10th, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week, December 27th, marked the birth in 1902 in New York City of Sam Coslow. He attended Erasmus Hall High School, began writing songs while still a teenager, and his first success came in 1920 with a song called Grieving for You. With composer Larry Spire, he founded his own music publishing firm, the Spire & Coslow Music Company, and he also performed and recorded for Victor and Columbia. In 1929, Spire & Coslow sold their publishing firm to Paramount Pictures, and Coslow was hired by Paramount as a songwriter for their movies. During his 10 years with Paramount, he wrote songs for many of their films, including most of Bing Crosby's early pictures. He left Paramount and worked for MGM for a short time before co-founding RCM Productions, which produced three-minute music films called Soundies, which were rear-projected in Panoram machines, a sort of film jukebox. In the 1940s and 50s, Coslow became a screenplay writer and movie producer and won an Academy Award in 1943 for Best Short. Sam Coslow died in New York City on April 2, 1982. Here are three from the pen of Sam Coslow.
Thank you. anywhere, and she's still my baby. My baby knows to ride, my baby knows how to walk. I'd walk or ride, ride or walk, she's still my baby. I know you took her out an evening or two. I take my chances with a dozen like you. You even asked her ma, you interviewed her pa, but ma or pa, ha ha ha, she's still my baby.
Even though the band is called Jack Hilton's Hiltonians, Jack Hilton had nothing directly to do with it other than financially. It was directed by Al Starita, who provided the vocal there on She's Still My Baby on January 7, 1927. She's Still My Baby was written by Sam Coslow and Jack Little. Before that, it was Smith Ballou and his orchestra, February 25, 1930, with In My Little Hope Chest. Sam Coslow wrote the tune, and W. Frank Harling wrote the lyrics, which were sung there by Broadway ingenue Frances Shelley on her only issued vocal. We began our tribute to Sam Coslow with a perfect 78 recorded October 14, 1926 by the Golden Gate Orchestra, Don't Take That Black Bottom Away, written by Coslow, Andy Britt, and Harry Link. The vocalist there was Ed Kirkaby.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Some of you may be familiar with a sketch by Dana Carvey on Saturday Night Live called Massive Head Wound Harry. Well, last week I tried to do my impression of Massive Head Wound Harry by tripping over a lawn sprinkler and landing on my head and right hand on the driveway. No stitches, but I do have quite the bump on my forehead, a nice black eye, and my right hand is bruised and swollen, and the doc seems to think it's broken. Also, listener Joe, who is a Facebook fan of the show, slipped on some ice last week and got banged up pretty good, but I believe he'll be okay too. I hope there aren't others of you out there with similar stories, but if so, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about falling down, beginning with George Olsen and his music.
My heart felt sore for the kid next door when I heard him cry. nobody told me when I asked him why.
I fled horsey down the street with my broom down the street.
Then what happened down the street?
I fought down your boom.
Oh.
I got right up on my horse, and my broom was my horse.
Did you ride your little horse?
No, I fought down your boom.
Oh.
I cried and cried and ran home to Ma. It's all right now, but how that certain place was hurting. Mother put me straight to bed, great big bump on my head.
Then you fell right out of bed.
Yeah, I fought down your bum.
This same boy was full of joy the very next day. We saw him laughing, gee, he was gay. We said, Sonny, what's so funny? Please tell us why. You are so happy, and here's his reply. Papa come home late last night. Mama said, pop your tight. When he tried to find the light, he fall down, go boom. Papa, he began to sing. Mama said, bad old thing. Then she took a great big swing. He fall down, go boom.
The noise they made woke everyone up. And though the doorbell kept on ringing, Pop kept singing, sweet Adela.
My Adela. Mama chased him up the stairs with a lot of kitchenware. At the top he said, who cares? He fall down, go.
Boom, 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 boom.
Thank you.
We begin that falling down set with George Olsen and his music, and I Faw Down, F-A-W, and go Boom. The vocal quartet on that December 17, 1928 recording consisted of Bob Borger, Bob Rice, pianist Jack Gifford, and Irwin McGee, who didn't play in the band. Next, it was the California Ramblers as the Golden Gate Orchestra recording on the Perfect label and Fallen Down. That recording was made September 17, 1925, and the band also recorded it the day before for issue on the Apex, Domino, and Star labels in Canada and the Oriole label in the U.S. We finished up with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and Falling from February 2, 1923. Falling was written by Will Collins, Ed Cameron, and Buddy Fields. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.